Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
Yes, I was lost. I should have died. But you have brought me to your side to be led by your staff and rod till I become like Jesus, the Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the heart, Lamb of God. Oh,
hallelujah, glory to God. That there was a voice of Micah Stampley singing Lamb of God. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. Here's God's word for the 30th day in the month of March 2024. Jesus is our Passover Lamb. Amen. The opening scriptures from 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, and it says, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life. We're grateful for a beautiful day that you have made. This wonderful Saturday, this season that we commemorate the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Lord, we are grateful for the season that you have brought us in. We're also grateful for life that you have given to us and for your word that you have brought to us today. We receive it with grateful hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. In John chapter 1 verse 29, John the Baptist identified and introduced Jesus as the Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world. This was and will always remain a very powerful and transforming truth. Jesus is God's Lamb that took away the sin of the whole world. Amen. The Bible shows in clear details the connections and correlations between the Old Testament Passover Lamb and Jesus Christ, the eternally approved Passover Lamb of the New Covenant. The Old Testament Passover Lamb was a shadow of the true Passover Lamb fulfilled in the person of Christ. For example, in the Old Testament, Israel's high priest usually tied the Passover lamb to the altar of sacrifice at the third hour, and Jesus was nailed to the cross, the altar of sacrifice, at the third hour. The Old Testament priest sacrificed, that's killed, the Passover lamb at the ninth hour, and Jesus, our Passover lamb, gave up his ghost, or died, at the ninth hour. After thundering from the hill of Golgotha, it is finished. Again, the command in Exodus chapter 12, verse 46, that none of the bones of the Passover lamb should be broken was prophetically symbolic, because when Jesus, the eternal Passover Lamb of God, was sacrificed, not one of his bones was broken. In John chapter 19, verses 31 to 34, the Bible tells us that when the soldiers came to Jesus to break his legs, to hasten his death, they found that he was already dead. So they pierced his side with a spear and did not break his legs. Furthermore, this instruction of God to Moses and Aaron in Exodus chapter 12, verse 46, was also echoed prophetically in Psalm 34, verse 20. He protects all his bones, not one of them will be broken. In John chapter 19, verse 36, Apostle John testified, "These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled, not one of his bones will be broken." Therefore, Jesus is the final and eternal Passover lamb that was sacrificed for us. This is significant because when the children of Israel ate the first Passover lamb in Egypt and placed the blood upon the lintel of their houses, the death angel passed over every house that had the blood on its doorpost. But it got better under the new covenant, because not only do we have the privilege of eating the flesh of the last Passover lamb, but we also have the privilege of drinking his blood, something that the Old Testament observers of the Passover could not do. As the blood of the doorposts of their houses kept the death angel away from them, even more so the blood of Jesus in you will keep the death angel away from you and yours. Amen. Just as the flesh of the Passover lamb that the children of Israel ate kept them healthy for 40 years and there was no feeble person amongst them, even so will the flesh of Jesus, eaten during the communion, provide divine healing and health to your physical body in Jesus' name. Amen. Therefore, let the counsel of Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 inform your personal response to this utmost sacrifice. And when you respond in this manner, you will be positioned to appropriate the complete benefits of his sacrifice and enjoy life to the uttermost, because Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for us. Shalom. Let us pray. You may repeat after me, believers. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that Christ is my Passover lamb. As I continue to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood through the communion, I appropriate the fullness of his life at work in me. And by reason of his life in me, I affirm that I am victorious over Satan, sin, and the elements of this world. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Phil Thompson and Victor Thompson singing a song they titled Jesus, Lamb of God. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifone. Now I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
I have searched the world and found there is no one like you, God. You are Jesus. There is no other name like Jesus, Lamb of God. Somebody raise it. Say, all of my worship belongs. Say, I have searched the world.
Celebrate Jesus in here.
Come on, somebody shout for my brother.